This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We haven't mentioned the Knicks at all, BT. A couple things, actually, in the final hour I want to get to. The Knicks and then that gambling stuff with Malik Beasley there. What do you think of the moves? I love it with Yabusele. Yeah, we mentioned him last year with the Sixers. He looked awful in one of the games that he played against the Knicks, but he had a good season. I think he's the perfect complement that we were talking about. A big that can play behind Mitch and Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have those two start, have Yabusele come off the bench there, and then Jordan Clarkson, another proven vet to come off the bench. Those are nice two additions for the Knicks.
He could shoot, too. He could shoot. I like it. I like now you can start to see a Knicks bench where you got some firepower. You got Deuce, you got Clarkson, you got Yabusele. You know, I'd like to see Tyler Kolek get out there and get a chance to run with these guys. But, you know, it's July. I'm not going to spend an hour on Tyler Kolek. But I actually think he's pretty viable. I think what he does well, I think translates well to the NBA. Good vision, good shooter. And I guess the question is their starting five good enough? Because I do think the bench has been remade in a way that is solid enough and is fortified enough where we can no longer look at that as an absolute weakness. Is the starting five good enough to win the championship?
Yeah, and obviously the focus now is going to be on the head coach here. I don't think the Knicks are going to go on any big game-changing moves. No, I don't know either. This is it. Okay, so they're trying to put, you look at the Eastern Conference and it's a weaker Eastern Conference without maybe the Pacers, without the Celtics being primary factors. There are going to be other teams, different teams that will be roadblocks, whether it's the Hawks, whatever, maybe the Cavs.
Magic, the Magic are going to be good, man. They're young, yeah. They're good.
But it's going to be about which head coach can come in, maximize that starting five, to your point, and offensively change things up here. So we would anticipate what the starting lineup could be.
I think it's going to be Mitch and Carl.
Yeah,
I think they're going that way.
And now Yabusele behind them. And by the way, it's going to be, see what a head coach uses the bench? Yeah. You don't think if Tibbs had this type of bench with Clarkson and Yabusele that he would use those guys?
I don't know if he'd use them as much as Mike Brown's going to probably use them when Mike gets the job. I'm not saying he'd ignore them. But no, he's got an aversion to stretching that roster beyond 7-8 guys. He never does it.
Here's my issue, dude. Mike Brown.
Yeah, I like him more than you.
Come on, man.
I like him more than you do. A lot of people, I don't think there's, you either like it, and I do, or you kind of get that reaction. Like, it's what we fired Tom Thibodeau to bring Mike Brown
in. That's my point. It's not anything anti-Mike Brown, and I am, the number one thing that I'm intrigued to see with the Knicks this season is what that freaking offense looks like. It can't be, okay, Jalen, go get him. Okay, now, Mikhail, it's your turn. Okay, Kat, now it's your turn. Go get him. I want to see a cohesive unit with spacing and ball movement. That is the way of the NBA. That is how the Knicks are built with their skills, with the skill that they have. That is how they should be built. So that is something that was a fault of Tom Thibodeau, or at least he didn't think it would work or whatever it may be. Whoever is the fault, they didn't do it well enough. Who's going to come in here and make this team offensively different, better, more cohesive? Could that be Mike Brown?
Yes.
I guess.
Yes.
But okay, well, what's the number one thing you heard? The Berea or whatever, Borrego guy?
I'm talking about the assistant who he's going to probably be on the staff who's an offensive guy. Well,
yeah.
why do you need that?
If yes. Mike Brown,
I know what you're thinking.
Just hire him. Well, if Mike Brown is that great, what does he need this other coach for? Oh, he needs this other coach. Is Mike Brown the head coach? Is he good enough? Well, then you shouldn't need to get the assistant anyway from the other team. If you do want that guy, then just make him the head coach. Like,
I don't think that Mike needs him. I think they'll view him as an asset because I'm forgetting the guy's name. I got so many names in our mind now with
the coach,
all these different
the assistant.
With him and Yabasul, all these names hitting us at once here, man. Yeah, right. We finally learned Hot Porty and start dropping all the ones on us. What are you doing, Nick?
It's a good point.
Ewing was easy. Starks was easy. Give me the one syllable. Ewing's too, but give me the one syllables. So I think that what this guy, unlike Brown, is really best at is, like, he's very ahead of the curve offensively in terms of new and innovative stuff that is just beginning to permeate the league. Whereas Mike Brown's a little more rooted in stuff that's been around a couple of years, which is good. And I think if you have that balance, I think it could be very productive and a good relationship. But I want to get back to the thing about, and you and I both agree, but I want to examine this a little bit more. Like, I think, and you think, that they will sit tight the rest of the way and not make a big move, not getting LeBron, not getting Giannis. Like, this is kind of the roster, right? Just to reassert that, pretty much?
I think at this point, based off of these two moves, it would point me in that direction, yes. I mean, is it possible Bridges still gets traded? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that would be the one big move. Mm-hmm. I'm not ruling out anything nuts, but I just don't feel like that's going to be realistic.
I don't feel it either. And I'm kind of reacting to the moves yesterday, but also reacting to who's available and what you'd have to give up. I think it's just more beneficial for the Knicks here to start the season, like to make the big move now, and not truly knowing if it's perfect. Like, I'd rather them play 15, 20, 25 games, see what you need. You know, see what you look like with a new head coach. See what you look like with a couple of new, you know, young, bouncy, capable bodies coming off the bench. And then react to that rather than reacting now to what you anticipate, which might not actually come to fruition.
Right. What if it is? Well, that's why I wanted to keep Thibodeau and do that same thing. What if it's LeBron?
I don't want any piece of LeBron. I'm not interested.
Like
none,
LeBron
zero.
For Bridges.
I'd rather not win a championship than have LeBron come to. I've said that. I've said that now for weeks. People think I don't want LeBron. I don't want it.
No, Mike Brown's his guy.
That's good. Then maybe I don't want Mike Brown either if that's the case.
Oh, I don't want
give me
Mike
Taylor
Brown.
Jenkins.
So James Borrego is the assistant we're talking about. Currently under contract with the Pelicans.
Yes, the Pels.
So there would be some hurdles. I'm just reading Ian Begley's tweet, but you've heard about that where Borrego, it would be the offensive mastermind and all this stuff, and Mike Brown would want him. I don't know, man. I don't love that idea. And then the other thing on the Knicks, before we get back to the calls here on the Yankees, there was a report last night, I guess, the Stein line. Who the hell
is that? Mark Stein?
Yeah, who was that?
He was doing national for, I guess he's still doing
ESPN?
That. I'm not saying he's not reputable now, but at one point he was very reputable. He was on ESPN all the time. I know Mark a little bit. Yep.
So they had a report last night. The Stein line learned that Rick Brunson is expected to remain part of the Knicks coaching staff, and Jalen Brunson retweeted that report. Saying,
he did?
Yeah, saying, what? With a question mark.
Oh, kidding around.
Well,
obviously joking. He's not mad. His dad's coming back.
Yeah, it's also the least surprising thing ever. You and I have had this discussion. Whether you think it's right or not is a different story.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not shocked at all. You really think that we're going to fire Tibbs and then fire Rick Brunson? I would.
Well,
not think-
to me, it always depends on who they brought in. If they brought in, let's see. If they brought in somebody that didn't have the resume, now you might not love Mike Brown, but you got to at least respect he's won 60% of his games. He's been coach of the year twice. I mean, I'm not saying Mike Brown's Pat Riley or Phil Jackson's as a coach, but Mike Brown's good, and I think that Mike Brown will be able to navigate Rick Brunson's presence. What I didn't want to have happen was some first-year coach inherit a championship roster and Rick Brunson taking over.
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, I just, look, dude, Brunson was going to be here. I just don't like the idea of Mike Brown. I mean, you know that it was probably a prerequisite. Leon Rose is building this thing on his own anyway. Now, again, who was the, true guy that got rid of? I'm just saying, Rose is building this thing out and making these roster moves without the idea of a head coach. So he probably had this all in place. Like, look, we're keeping Rick Brunson. Here are the bench players we're going after. Here are the moves we want to make. Here's what we're looking for in a head coach while he's interviewing whoever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is a, hey, Mike Brown, what do you think? You think?
Oh, I don't think so either. Yeah. I think this is more Leon Rose driven. I'm with you. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
But that's, to me, then making the head coach essentially I don't want to say puppet in the
long for the ride kind of guy.
Well, yeah. And hey, what can you do with this offense? And oh, okay. Well, and here's what Mike Brown says. Well, if you let me hire this assistant coach, I can make the offense really good. Like, I just don't understand how that adds up to being better than what you had in Tom Thibodeau.
Real fast though, with so many balls in the air with the Knicks here, you feel. And let's just assume it's Mike Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Feel really good going into the season?
You I feel good about the season. Yeah,
I do too. They needed a new coach, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't feel good.
I feel good about the season independent of their idiotic decision to move on from Tibbs.
But what if they hire the wrong guy?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I would feel better about the season if Tibbs were here. I would be loving the season. I don't think the head coach is significant enough to hurt what is a loaded roster, in my opinion.
At this stage of their development and chemistry and all that stuff.
Yeah, regardless of who the coach was, I was going to feel good about it. Mm-hmm. I still don't believe, though, that Mike Brown is better than Tom Thibodeau. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the calls on the Yankees. Jim is calling from Bordentown. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, guys? How are we?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
I'm good. I called up, I don't know, it was like 2 months ago. I was talking to BT about Volpe and the Yankees' development of younger players. And while there's a ton of blame to go on Volpe, the Yankees have so much egg on their face in terms of where they've been for the last 25 years. Because I was trying in my head while I was on hold to think about the last player they truly developed as an organization. And you have to go all the way back to Robinson Cano, who was drafted
in 2001.
Judge? I mean, let's throw Judge out the window. He's an outlier.
Okay.
That's
there he is at this point.
You can't throw him out the window. You got to give him at least
you can,
that.
Though.
No, I wouldn't. So you're just going to pick all the bad? Now, I get what you're saying, and I think you're going to make a good point.
It's one guy.
Okay, but you said, who have they developed? You have to go back to Cano. Well, no, it's Judge. Look at his first pitch.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding.
First pitch, first batter of the game.
There he goes.
Clay Holmes gives up a homer to Sal Frelick, who I love, not just because he got a nice name, but because the guy's a ball player. Anyway, so go ahead, Jim.
No, okay.
Oh,
so
boy,
you're
that ball was
totally
crushed.
Fair, and I should have started with that thing that Judge is an outlier to this whole thing. So that's fine. But when you go back and you look at all the players that they've missed on or that they haven't developed, and then you look at Volpe, they rushed him up here, and he's showing the signs of being a rushed player who really never struggled in his life, because he was at Del Barton, never really had any struggle there, came up to the Yankees, was pretty good in single A, very good in single A, very good in double A, struggled in triple A, and then they brought him straight up the next year. And his footwork is subpar this year. He swings a wet noodle at the plate. He has no approach, and that is a systematic flaw that the Yankees have had going on for the last 10 years. And it really is a worrisome type of a, organizational flaw, because then you look at the Martian, and it's the same thing. I mean, he has very poor fundamentals in the field. His approach at the plate is terrible in certain instances, and they're forcing him upon us, too. And it's like, at what point is he going to then become a bust?
Jim, you're saying the exact same thing that I've been saying, if not for months, for years. I think you nailed it. This is and thank you for the call. Good stuff. This is a Yankee organizational issue. Now, the reason that they get away from it is because they still somehow, like if this happens to other teams, they'd fold up shop. They'd be firing the head. They'd be firing the manager. You'd be firing the general manager. They'd be, missing the playoffs. The Yankees won 90 plus games every year and are in the postseason, even with all these flaws that have been exposed. But I don't know how you can debate it the other way, BT. The Yankees have failed time and time again to properly develop a prospect. You got breaking news.
We got
news
something. Yes. What do you got there, Huff?
You want me to try the bad news?
No. Way? Just give us the legit. Yeah.
This is Mania. I think this is Mania.
Knicks are expected to land 2-time NBA Coach of the Year, Mike Brown.
Okay.
And Begley just puts it there, too. They're closing in on hiring Mike Brown.
There you go. I like it. I'm not going to sit here and go nuts. I absolutely like it. I liked him when his name came early. Jenkins was interesting to me. Obviously, Malone was never going to happen. He was never even remotely connected to the New York Knicks, despite his dad coaching here and him going to Seton Hall Prep and him winning a championship. I like it. I really do. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, Mike Brown, to me, with this roster and his offensive flow, it's at the very least a solid 8. And he's got a little personality as well, which is going to be required, because now you're walking into a situation where you're expected to win. And think about when Tom Thibodeau got here. Like, the hard work is done. And Tom Thibodeau was a roll up the sleeves. I don't want to deal with the media. I'm not here for sexy quotes. Let me just do my job. Let me do the grunt work and get this thing built. And because he got it built fast and to a high level, he can operate with that personality even as the expectations raised. I think you need a certain type of personality, not to mention the offensive acumen, that I think Mike Brown possesses both of. I like it. I'm happy.
I hate it.
I'm happy.
Mike Brown. Mike, that's what you come up with. You hired Tom Thibodeau, who built them out of the abyss by building a foundation. You fired him with their words, the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. And this is what you come up with? Mike Brown, a retread? Guy got fired by the Sacramento Kings not too long ago?
Well, they're a bunch of clowns. Yeah. They're basically what the Knicks used to be.
Yeah, okay.
Can't give them a whole lot of credence.
Yeah. I mean, if Mike Brown were that great, why didn't he have a head coaching job? He's been an assistant. He's a hanger-on.
What? He's a hanger-on?
He's been an assistant. Brown's a four. I'm just reading some of the shams tweets here.
That's won 60% of the games.
Yeah, 4-time champion as a top assistant in Golden State and San Antonio under Kerr and Popovich.
He's got, let me ask you this, though. And you got to pull up Tom Thibodeau's coaching. Yeah. It's Tom Thibodeau coaching record. Mm. Like, to me, and I'm not sure I need numbers. This isn't like baseball numbers where we know like the back of our hand. But I feel strongly that you are downgrading what Mike Brown's done as a coach and sensationalizing what Tom Thibodeau's done.
I
believe they're very close statistically. Winning percentage, 50-win seasons. I mean, let's start throwing some numbers out here. I think you're sleeping on Mike a little bit.
If I'm correct, Mike Brown has been to the NBA Finals once and got swept by the Spurs.
With LeBron.
In 06-07, Conference Champions.
He's only been to the Conference Champions one other time.
That is correct. And right. Now Tom Thibodeau's basically the same category.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Tibbs built up the Knicks. Like, I don't care what he did before. I saw him do something that how many others since Van Gundy walked out the building could not do. Now, some of it was on the organization, but
did Derek Fisher have Jalen Brunson and Cat and two wings who could play?
Does Tom Thibodeau not? First of all, he built it up without Jalen Brunson, number one.
Well, but not to this level, though. He needed the stars to get him here.
He turned Julius Randle into a star player.
Yep.
He turned Brunson. Now, I'm not saying that he is the singular reason for those guys' development, but he's got to get some credit for that.
He does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's no question.
He took a team that was expected to win 15 games or whatever it was to the four seed in the Eastern Conference. I'm not going to disagree that maybe I'm sleeping on Brown a little bit, but there's no way anybody can definitively tell me that Mike Brown is the answer to get this team over the hump. When, like, if you're going to say the singular focus is a championship and you're going to say that Tibbs had shortcomings in the postseason,
yep.
Where's Mike Brown's resume that he's the head coach that succeeded in the postseason?
Well, the resume is the same as Tom's in terms of, you know, you look at the runs that he's had. And now, you know, you mentioned Sacramento. Now, I don't know exactly what they were the year before. I'd have to double check that. But when he left the Warriors as an assistant, he goes to Sacramento, which, again, was like the Knicks for most of the century, and he won 48 games in 46. Yeah. He didn't go there and bomb out. He went there and crushed it, basically the way Tom Thibodeau did early with the Knicks here. And then this year got off the rails, and it's a mess of a franchise. They were 13-18. He got fired. But, you know, I'm 50 wins, 45, 66, 60. I know it helps with LeBron. 66,
yeah,
61. I get that. 48, 46. The man has won 60% of the games he's coached. I personally like the fact that he's been with some high-profile organizations. Certainly the Cavs with LeBron was that high-profile organization. He was with the Lakers. He won some. Didn't do great there, but he was there. Like, he's not going to be overwhelmed by the Garden, I don't think. He was an assistant with the Warriors with some of the best players in the history. Of the game, certainly the best shooter. I just think it's the right time. Now, if we're sitting here saying, well, the Knicks' identity is defense, they're going to be a defensive-driven team that's going to help them get a championship. Now I would say, well, what the hell are you hiring Mike Brown for? Because he's an offensive guy. But that's not the calling card, because as we saw last year, and this is why I thought Tom Thibodeau should have been fired, with all due respect, three-point line, transition, pick and roll. The three most basic staples of the NBA, he could not get his guys to do it. Right. Now, Mike Brown might not get to do it, but I guarantee Mike Brown's offense is going to score 5-10 points more. It's going to be a better offense.
Yeah, the Knicks had a high-rated offense in the regular season as well.
I mean, got you.
Like, the idea that we could hang a hat on Mike Brown saying, well, he had a great offense with the Kings. Okay, well, we'll see it. All I know is this. Mike Brown hasn't won an NBA championship as a head coach, and that's the Knicks' singular mission. So the knock on Tibbs was play off this, play off that. Brown's going to be given a better roster. He's already have it. Right now, with Yabusele and Clarkson, they already have a better roster than the Knicks had last year.
I agree.
So he's got a better roster to work with. less competition in the Eastern Conference with the Pacers and Celtics being different, to say the least, whether you want to factor injury or whatever. Less competition in the East. No excuses. Go win an NBA championship.
There are no excuses. Yeah. I'm not making any. I'm just saying I like the hire. No, if they
well,
get
I don't
off
think the, gonna, I don't think Mike Brown's a championship head coach.
Well, the thing is, we'll get the answer immediately. It's not like where Volpe comes up as a rookie and we're like, well, give him a couple of years of seasoning or a young pitcher or Zach Wilson when he's first drafted or Daniel Jones. Like the one thing that we're gonna get an answer right away because they have a championship roster. They've got championship expectations. The Eastern Conference, as you just said, and you're right, is greatly diminished. He's either going to do it or he's not, and then we're going to react to it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Hoff, you said you had a question?
Well, I have two, actually, and make it very quickly. A, is Mike Brown bringing the Knicks to the finals next year?
We'll see.
Okay, so that if he doesn't... How about answer the question, though?
No. They didn't start the season. I don't know.
Is Mike Brown going to bring that roster from last year to the finals?
He better.
Yeah, he's got to.
Otherwise, I'd fire him.
Okay, exactly. So if it's not an upgrade, and... B, the second question is LeBron James really coming now?
He's not coming here.
See, I would think that there's more validity
God
to
almighty,
the LeBron
I can't go
thing.
With the LeBron stuff. I just can't. You're tolerant of this. You'd be okay with LeBron?
Well,
he didn't want us when we were down. I don't forget that.
I would not be... Dude, the stuff that you're starting to hear there is, okay, LeBron opts in, but he's not happy with the roster.
I know what I'm hearing. That's why I do think that there's...
Where was Mike Brown?
1%. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, Mike Brown... Lakers, LeBron, like there's a lot of, I would not be shocked. Now, I don't know what would be going elsewhere. I put it this way. I don't think the Knicks are getting rid of Towns. Obviously not Brunson. And I don't think Towns. Like, there was some speculation that that might be the case. They fired Tibbs because he couldn't work with Towns. I don't care what anybody says. Offensively, that's the primary reason why Tibbs is no longer here because of the way that it was with Carl Anthony Towns. So it's Mike Brown's job now to figure out how to make this work. But you're telling me that maybe they wouldn't move Bridges and Deuce. And picks.
But they could.
For
they could.
LeBron.
Oh, God.
I don't know
it would kill me having a root for him as a Knick. That might be my greatest challenge ever as a fan. I want no part of that. I'd rather lose.
Now I want it even more. Just
I'd rather lose. I've said this. I'd rather lose without him than win with him. Because the glory hound for the next however many years, if they don't win again and however many years we're walking the planet, it's always going to come back to him. The Knicks didn't win a championship until LeBron showed up. I don't want any part of that. Not interested. No thanks.
Mike Brown, dude. Come on.
I'll take him over LeBron.
Would you have taken him over Taylor Jenkins?
I was very interested in Taylor Jenkins. Yeah, that was intriguing to me, and I said that very early.
Me too.
Yeah.
Johnny Bryant, I wouldn't want Johnny Bryant.
Yeah, I thought that he was higher on their list. They didn't make a real move for that. And I do think that Johnny Bryant's going to have a good, this is a big projection, good career. I think he's got the chops to be a good coach. But I liked him more than you. I never really, I think for a minute I actually did think that they might hire him. Because I didn't really think that they knew what the plan was. But I think all things considered, when you get rid of somebody like Tom Thibodeau, you got to try to mitigate some risk here and at least kind of get some certain answers. And to me, he's coming with a lot more answers than questions. I like Mike Brown.
I hate it. I can't believe they fired Tom Thibodeau and hired Mike Brown. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls. We'll get some reaction to the Knicks' new head coach. Hey, finally got it. I thought they'd have it by July 1st. So I was off by a day here July 2nd. At least they have ended the nightmare here. The search is over. Mike Brown, the new head coach of the New York Knicks. So we did a lot of baseball to start, Yankees and Mets. But the Mike Brown hire, BT, is, well, I don't know if it's official, but everybody's reporting that, so that's going to be the move here.
The other thing cool is you are throwing out the information for the free Odyssey app here, and, you know, I obviously have it so I can listen to the shows and check things out. You have it as well. You get alerts right on your phone. So right now it says Knicks reportedly hiring Mike Brown, and then it says tap here to hear why Sal, quote, hates the hire.
Yeah.
So either way, but it brings you right to our reactions. You guys need to follow the app.
I hate to come across like that. Like, I don't want to be negative, especially where the Knicks are at in comparison to where they were at. My thing is, you can't convince me that Mike Brown is better than Tom Thibodeau. I saw Tibbs build it up in New York. What Mike Brown did with LeBron doesn't matter to me. What he did in Sacramento before he got fired 2 years in doesn't matter to me. I'm sorry. Now, the appeal is that he's an offensive mind. That's great. He's going to go hire an offensive assistant. Maybe he could have done that with Tibbs anyway. It doesn't make any sense. The roster is better. Their singular focus was to get this team to a championship level. Mike Brown doesn't want any championships as a head coach. So now we're going based off of while he won as an assistant. I mean, give me a break. That's where I have an issue with.
It is amazing, and I knew that it would be close. I'm actually even a little surprised. I'm definitely more of a Brown fan than Sal.
Yeah.
The regular season winning percentage, not that that's the ultimate, I'm not saying that that's the main measuring stick here, but Brown's is higher. Brown's 60%. Tom's at 57.8, rounded up to 58%. So it's very close right there. They both coach, obviously,
now
a lot of playoff games.
Yeah, do it without LeBron.
Well, I mean, but you could say that about anybody.
Well,
I mean, think about
it.
What would Pat Riley would have done in New York without Ewing? Well, or what would he have done?
If Riley had Jordan and Pippen, he would have won as many championships as Phil Jackson.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, let's not make it seem like Tom Thibodeau was pumping out these 50-plus wins before he got Jalen Brunson and these stars. They were a cute little story. They were playing with integrity, and they were a 4-seed, but they were winning, 47, 48. Like, the bump came when Jalen Brunson and these other pieces, which are obviously big-time difference makers and just kind of next level players, that's where Tom Thibodeau went up a level. It's undeniable.
I would argue that the addition of more star power, specifically Towns and Bridges, made Tibbs' team worse. They weren't as good.
The addition of star power. But
now,
it doesn't.
I personally would always go with the more talent. We've had this argument before, but Tibbs' greatest attribute was building up a team, the foundation, getting the most out of a team, overachieving. Then you bring in the stars and are forcing Karl Anthony Towns or Bridges on him, and he has to adjust, and he couldn't do it to the level that they wanted, even though they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, I don't think it's, he had more talent, so that's why he's won. He's done more with less talent.
He's done more with, not as a Knick coach, though, because the first year he goes 41 and 31. Then they took a step back. Then they went 37 and 45. Now you bring in Brunson. Now it's 47, 50, 51. So there was an incremental bump there. It was a 10, plus 10 when they got Jalen Brunson. But I got to tell you, the thing that I like, too, about Mike Brown, and not saying he's perfect. I don't think there was somebody out there. Tom Thibodeau wasn't perfect for the situation anymore. And here, in my opinion, and nobody that was available was absolutely perfect. But I find it appealing that Mike Brown coached both Kobe Bryant, LeBron James as the head coach, and also coached Steph Curry as an assistant.
Right.
Like, to me, there's value in being around those players. And you and I were watching a clip. You might still have the Twitter handle up. I don't in front of me. But, I mean, he is an intense. He gets after it in practice. Like, so there's not going to be this drop-off in intensity, because I know Tom Thibodeau's intense as well. But I think I think it's going to be presented in a more youthful, relatable way for the modern day player. I just think that this team's going to feel him. I think that's my read now. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. And again, I think it's going to be less significant than we've made it out to be, whether it be keeping Tibbs, whether it be Mike Brown. I'm intrigued about the offense. I want to see what he could do. I don't care about the bench stuff. I'm worried about the minutes and all that. The Knicks have a better bench today than they did yesterday or 2 days ago before making these additions. So that's not Tibbs' fault that he had nothing to work with. What's his name? Landry Shamet. I mean, good God.
Got to bring it back. I need him as my ninth man. Let's go,
exactly.
Shamet. That's my guy. Don't be burning my boy Shamet.
See what Mike Brown could do
Come
with Landry Shamet.
39% from three, dude.
Look, I mean, Brown, I'm sure, is a nice guy.
Very well liked around the NBA.
Okay.
And respected, more importantly.
Okay, that's great. I want a championship. If you fire a guy who took the Knicks out of the abyss and built the foundation, you better be bringing in the championship head coach. And he has not been that.
That's a fact, and I'm not even pushing back on that, even though I like him. But what if they would have hired Malone? Now, Malone comes with a lot of baggage. I want to see if they would have applied. If they would have announced today, or Ian and the news broke today, the Knicks are hiring Malone. Champion with Denver, but a massive rift at the end. So ugly, they fired him with 12 games to go, whatever it was.
Right.
Would that have satisfied? Because you would have been,
no.
You would have had the champion.
No, nothing. Well, that at
That's
least.
That's what I'm saying. You would have had the champion,
yeah.
But there's baggage. Mike Brown's not bringing.
At least I could understand it, saying, okay, well, I hated that you knuckleheads fired Tom Thibodeau, but Mike Malone has won a championship before. Mike Brown is a retread who had his greatest success as a head coach with LeBron James. arguably the greatest player that's ever walked the face of the earth. I don't think that, but I'm saying arguably.
Yeah.
That's where he had his great success. Okay, congrats. So offensively, I'm curious to see what they look like, and I'm sure it's going to be different than Tom Thibodeau. In my heart, in my gut, in my head, I do not believe Mike Brown is a better head coach than Tom Thibodeau.
Okay, I got you. The other thing, too, about the LeBron stint here, one of the knocks, and it's one of the reasons why I left there, is they never really had a second stud next to him. And they would, I remember, like, Gibson was on the team. And what was the dude with the crazy hair? It looked like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. What was that dude? Varejão.
Good call.
Other big stiff, Ilgauskas.
Yeah.
These names are from the mid-2000s. Yeah. But he didn't have, like, it's a star-driven league now. Like, you know, when Curry and Clay were winning, they also had Durant, too. I mean, LeBron's amazing. He was young. But he won a lot of games, and the roster wasn't nearly as good as people think it may have been. That was a pretty deficient roster.
Either way, maybe this is opening the gate for a reunion with one LeBron James.
Yeah. Well, you know where I stand, man.
We'd be opposite on that. I'm not going to go gaga. Like, I don't love LeBron like that, although I would love to see him here right now. I think the city would be on fire with LeBron James here, dude.
There's no doubt it'll be on fire, but it's just, I don't want it because I don't want to have to get him all the bows,
You don't think, well.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason.
All right, but so while we know the truth, he could come here and be the mercenary, but really it's about Jalen Brunson. It's about Carl Anthony Towns.
Would it be, though? Jalen's selfless. Jalen's egoless. LeBron is look at me, throw powder in the air. Me.
You know this.
Not interested.
If LeBron came here and the Knicks won a title this year,
mm-hmm.
you think LeBron would be as revered as Jalen Brunson in this town?
Honestly, it depends how well he plays in the finals.
If he wins the finals
MVP, I mean, and he wins the league MVP, he might be.
I don't think it would be. I mean, I think people would love him and fall in love with him.
Dude, he brought the first championships in 73.
I know, but it would be Jalen Brunson.
But Jalen couldn't do it without LeBron. That's the point.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
I get it. So you'd rather have that without LeBron.
I want my boy Jalen to get that.
Yeah, but what makes them better? LeBron or Bridges right now?
Oh, LeBron. Don't let dispute his talents. He can still play. No question.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't want it.
I want to win.
I do too, but I want a little asterisk there too. I want to win. I'd like to win.
Hey, if I gotta deal with Mike Brown, I might as well take LeBron. The best thing about Mike Brown's LeBron. I don't want Mike Brown. I want LeBron. So if it means getting LeBron, okay. Matthew's calling from Long Island. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just a quick question. So I'm a Jets fan and a Knicks fan, so we don't get a lot of optimism here. But I know you've said Mike Brown's stats don't really count because he had LeBron. But having more conference finals appearances, having more playoff wins, and having more wins, should Knicks fans be more excited or more nervous for this season?
Excited.
I think you got to be excited, Matthew, and thank you for the call. It's just the head coach. It's not a huge deal. It's always about the stars and the roster, and the goal is going to be making a better offensive team here to get them over the hump. They're built to be an offensive team, not a defensive team. So, but you got to be excited about this roster.
Totally excited, but I'm just hung up on the point about maybe overstating Mike Brown because of LeBron. Which I understand why somebody would say that, but I don't think that's fair to the rest of history. What is Greg Popovich without those guys? Without Ginobili, without Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
What? I'll tell you what he is. He's the coach who sucked the last 3 years, who did nothing.
Right.
I mean, what is any coach with, like, there are very few stories. Maybe the closest would be Larry Brown and the 04-05 Pistons. You know, you had Chauncey, you had Big Ben Wallace, but you didn't have like that all, even though Ben's in the Hall of Fame, like that, like, you know, that absolute massive entity that was the oxygen of the league. Every coach that wins, Casey Jones had Bird, Riley had Magic, and Kareem, and Worthy, by the way.
Right, maybe wins at all, sure, but you can't tell, what did Tom Thibodeau do in his first year here with the Knicks? How did he get them to the four seed? With Julius Randle?
And Reggie Bullock? It's also COVID, Sal.
Yeah. They still were a four seed. They were able to sustain that.
Well, then what happened the next year? They won 37 games. They won 10 games fewer than they did that year.
Yeah, I mean,
I love the COVID year. They finally brought back respect. And I'm not trying to diminish
play
that.
Defense, they yes, played they hard did. Every single
yes,
night.
Yes, they did. And the Knicks were one of the only teams in the NBA that took their job seriously when the entire world was twisted around the knots over COVID.
And so why?
Because it's Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And I've said that, and I appreciate that. I respect that. I'll always grant you that. But it was a little unique, you know, because guys weren't really all in, and it was no fans until the Hawks series with Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's a great builder. I don't think he's a tremendous sustainer or, at this point, championship elevator. I'm willing to see if Mike Brown is.
Kerry is calling from Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Kerry?
Guys, you got no balls, Brown. Like, how is this worth all the weight? Like, come on.
No, what do you mean no balls?
No balls, Brown. He's a yes man. He's a yes man. He can do exactly what Leon says. Like, I hate this. This is not worth the wait. Not worth the wait.
Yep, I know you don't like
not
it.
Not enough rave.
I know you don't like it. It's an interesting scouting report on him, though. I mean, that is about, you know, outside of maybe saying you're a criminal, you know, say the coach has no balls. I almost feel odd saying that to you. I'm not going to keep saying that to you. Doesn't have what you don't think he has. Like, that's the biggest indictment on a coach. Like, where's your evidence?
They're just playing it so safe. I don't understand how this is an update from Tom at all. Like, he's an offensive-minded coach.
Yes,
I don't see how that seems. I mean, he had LeBron James. I mean... You're an offensive coach. Like,
well,
I don't understand.
That's the thing, Kerry, and thank you for
like
the call.
It.
Here's what it is.
No more games for Loogie.
I don't love it. Not sexy. Not exciting. Can't convince me that he's better than Tibbs. But it doesn't have to be better. They were looking for different.
Correct.
And in this case, the difference is offense. And no one could argue that the Knicks are built to be an offensive force.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not to the level that we were expecting them to be a year ago. Now, was that just a bad mix of stars? Was it the head coach? We'll find out. I didn't think it was fair after 1 year with that new group to make a decision on a proven commodity in this town with this organization. That's my biggest issue with the whole thing.
Yep.
But it didn't need to be a championship coach. It needed to be different. And they believe, if you just do the math, they believe that Brown's offensive schemes or style is going to make them better than what Tibbs could do with this.
And that's where I was going to play off the words there. I like where you went, where you said, you know, it doesn't have to be better. It's got to be different. Well, the next part of that conversation is, yeah, it's going to be different because he's got a different skill set. And by being different, it could wind up being better.
Could is
yeah,
the key.
Yeah, no, understood.
Which is why I'd rather just...
But I knew next year wasn't going to be where
well,
I strong
felt, yeah,
with
felt
Tom Thibodeau. Like, at least there's... Now, sometimes with the unknown, even though he's been coaching for a while, Mike Brown, the unknown is appealing because you just want something new. And,
right.
And sometimes that's dangerous because when you get something, you're like, God, this is so much worse than we had. We've lost stability. We've lost direction. I don't anticipate that happening, but I know that you had stability and direction with Tom Thibodeau. What I also, I can't say I knew because it didn't happen. I can't read the future. What I strongly believe is that there was not a next level with this crew with Tom Thibodeau, which means I'm willing to try something different, and I do believe at the end it will be better. But until it's better, it's just a guess on my part.
And our only difference is that I just would have waited one more year or at least the half of next year.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
To get to that point. Yeah. So you were ahead of it, and we'll see how it works out. All right.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
You got breaking news.
We got a little something. What do you got there, Hoff?
You want me to try the bad news?
No. Just give us the legit. Yeah.
This is Mania. I think this is Mania.
Knicks are expected to land 2-time NBA Coach of the Year Mike Brown.
Okay.
That's the and Begley just puts it there too. They're closing in on hiring Mike Brown.
There you go. I like it. I really do. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10. Mike Brown, to me, with this roster and his offensive flow, it's at the very least a solid 8. And he's got a little personality as well, which is going to be required because now you're walking into a situation where you're expected to win. And think about when Tom Thibodeau got here. Like, the hard work is done. And Tom Thibodeau was a roll up the sleeves. I don't want to deal with the media. I'm not here for sexy quotes. Let me just do my job. Let me do the grunt work and get this thing built. And because he got it built fast and to a high level, he can operate with that personality even as the expectations raised. I think you need a certain type of personality, not to mention the offensive acumen that I think Mike Brown possesses both of. I like it. I'm happy.
I hate it.
I'm happy.
Mike Brown. Mike, that's what you come up with. You hired Tom Thibodeau, who built them out of he took them out of the abyss by building a foundation. You fired him with their words, the singular goal of winning an NBA championship. And this is what you come up with? Mike Brown, a retread? All right, that was us reacting live to the breaking news about Mike Brown. We'll finish up here on the phones, 888-808-1019. Much more to come on Evan and Tiki following us. Now, do you trust the Knicks and their decision makers?
I have learned to trust their decision. I never did for a long time. But yeah, I do. I trust Leon Rose. Provided Leon Rose is making all the moves, I'm not sure that he is because I don't think that he was the one who fired Tom Thibodeau.
All right, now I'm going to read you this and then tell me that if you what your answer is afterwards.
Okay.
This according to Ian Begley.
Had Ian on yesterday. Been piped in.
The Knicks have checked in on Ben Simmons. in free agency.
Okay, so now, hold on a sec. Before everybody laughs, I get it. What is he going to get? $3 million, Ben Simmons?
Now, I'm assuming he'd be, they can't afford much, so it's got to be the vet, the minimum for the vet.
Exactly, because kid yesterday got 2 years, $12 million. He got about two and a half. I think it's the veteran minimum there. You're right. So before everybody reacts to the funky-looking free throws and he can't take a three, if you had Ben Simmons in the backcourt, I don't mean starting, a couple of minutes here and there with Jalen Brunson, and he can now play the point guard? And it's one thing he can still do is play defense. He's 6'8", 6'9". He's got long length. He's got range.
Come on.
No.
I'll maybe meet you on Mike Brown at some point. Ben Simmons?
We're going backwards.
He's the biggest you-know-what in the history of sports, Ben Simmons.
Because you're judging him on where he was drafted, the contract, the injuries. I am now at a stage where I know where he is. He's basically a complete zero except defense. And what does this team need? Defense. He's 6'8", 6'9", dude. He can go back and forth between the guards. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are small.
I'm going to clean it up because we're all live on the radio. For the podcast edition, maybe we could use some different words, but he is the softest player that I've ever seen in my entire life in any sport. I wouldn't want Ben Simmons within 1,000 feet of the garden, let alone on the actual Knicks. Ben Simmons and his outfits? How many games did he actually play in the last 15 years?
Talking about what he wears?
Oh, my God, dude. He is. I want him. Get him on Fashion Avenue, not Madison Avenue. Come on. Or not Madison Square Garden. Whatever. Yeah, get the avenues mixed up. You get the point.
I do. I mean, the guy is, again, I know we laugh here. I mean, look at it. I didn't realize. So he shot, he was up to 73% for the free throw line last year. Listen,
dude, come on.
No, he doesn't.
How many minutes did he play last year?
Last year. Now, remember, he split teams last year. So with the Nets and the Clippers.
How could I forget?
So he played 25 minutes a game for the Nets and 17 per game for the Clippers. And, you know, I mean, the thing that he doesn't do is take bad shots.
Yeah.
And you don't mind having just, as a matter of fact, he doesn't take shots at all unless it's a layup. And that is usually a recipe for, don't waste my time, dude. This is the modern NBA. But for a team like the Knicks, where you can now alleviate some of the pressure from Jalen Brunson, Ben Simmons, from a defensive perspective, Ben Simmons is also very capable of bringing the ball up the court. We saw what the Pacers did to him when they double-teamed him and they harassed him and they made him tired. I know you're laughing. Everybody's laughing. You know, for $2.5-3 million, if it even happens, let me put it this way. I don't think it will happen, but I'm not going to go nuts at the prospects of the Knicks kicking the tire on a guy who is cheap as dirt and has a skill set that they need.
So just to be clear,
yes,
you're okay with Ben Simmons, but you want no part of LeBron.
Yeah, Ben Simmons didn't do anything to me, man. Like Ben Simmons, when he was drafted, didn't say, I don't want to be drafted by the Knicks.
Unfortunately, dude, I will lose it if they get Ben Simmons.
I hope they get him.
All right, so we got about a minute or so to go. A couple of baseball notes that are important. Number one, Jeff McNeil. Remember, there's some history with the Brewers and McNeil?
Absolutely. With Reese Hoskins.
He just got drilled.
Did he?
Drilled. Like, it looked like a, hard to say it's a purpose pitch at this point in the game.
What was the count?
One run game. I don't know because I'm talking to you kind of, so I had it half watching it. But
was
I saw
it a fastball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up and in, like near the head, he get drilled on the arm.
What was his reaction? Did he slam his bat like he usually does?
He laid on the ground like a little baby.
No, he was fine. Sorry. He was fine. He didn't like grab it or whatever. But Mets, you know, keep an eye on that. The other thing is, all's going to be okay with the Mets because Andy Martino reported that Frankie Montas was tipping pitches against the Pirates.
Well, listen, the Mets are very good at fixing that. We thought that Seve was doing that a year ago with the Yankees or 2 years ago, and the Mets fixed them there. So, you know, fix Montas from tipping whatever he's tipping.
Yeah.
I would say this. I wish we had a little more time because this would have been juicy to get into.
I know.
You got to drill somebody, man.
I know, but they got to win the game.
I care. Drill somebody. This team needs to find an identity here. And you can still go out and I hate when people say, win the game, or if you don't like it, get him out. You could do two things at once.
I know.
You could drill him, send the message, and still win.
But you got to prioritize winning the game and hitting a guy on purpose, putting him on base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.